Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Del Mar County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water, delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles. McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
It's the Super Bowl. It's not the OK Bowl or the Pretty Good Bowl. It's the Super Bowl. Okay, it really is just a game. Some folks elevate the Super Bowl to the status of a national holiday. And I've heard folks seriously say we should get Monday off. Based on how much beer you drink, you may wind up not working Monday anyway. I don't watch much football on TV during the year, especially during the daylight. There's just a lot of stuff I find more interesting, but I never miss the Super Bowl. My wife hates the hype and the buildup. I find it kind of amusing. I enjoy the game, the commercials, the food, the halftime. A Super Bowl with the 49ers is the best. It's interesting to have two brothers as opposing coaches. The 49er Harbaugh is successful, but seems to me to be a little overly dramatic and a poor sport to boot. YouTube has some of his on-field tantrums set to music. CBS carries the event, and a 30-second ad will cost $4 million, a new record. Some longtime advertisers, like General Motors, have dropped out because of that. Alicia Keys will sing the national anthem, and she says it'll not be traditional, but, quote, like a brand new song. Well, I hope that turns out okay. There are a lot of Super Bowl superstitions or urban legends. The website Snopes is dedicated to researching these claims and trying to track down where they got started and why. One such myth is the idea that the Super Bowl Sunday sees a dramatic rise in the number of domestic violence calls to crisis lines and to police. This claim was first made in 1993. It's since been retracted, but the original idea lives on. Domestic violence is a serious problem every day, certainly not just one day. Another myth is that major cities experience sewage problems during the halftime of the Super Bowl when everybody jumps up to use the bathroom. First off, ever since Janet Jackson, a lot of us stay glued to the screen during halftime. Secondly, this myth's been around since the 1930s, at that time with the Amos and Andy radio show. There was a sewage water main pipe break in Salt Lake City during the 1984 Super Bowl, but Snopes says the system was antiquated and it broke very frequently, not just during the Super Bowl. There's a story that two-thirds of all the avocados sold in the U.S. are sold right before the Super Bowl. We love our guacamole, but only about 5% of annual avocado sales occur before the Super Bowl. That's still 8 million pounds, but twice that amount is sold for Cinco de Mayo, for instance. There may be a measurable rise in automobile crashes right after the Super Bowl, so celebrate wisely. Make your transportation plans before the game starts, not after. It really doesn't matter who wins, as long as it's the 49ers who win. This is Mike Goldsby for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.